Thursday, April 18th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. For the fruits of his creation, thanks be to God. For the gifts of every nation, thanks be to God. For the plowing, sowing, reaping, silent growth while men are sleeping. Future needs and earth's safekeeping, thanks be to God. In the just reward of labor, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbor, God's will is done. In our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing. In the harvests men are sharing, God's will is done. For the harvest of his Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good all men inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us. Most of all, the love has found us, thanks be to God. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The Lord God has given him the throne of David, his father. Alleluia. Psalm 132. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearmon. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord God has given him the throne of David, his father. Alleluia. And the second antiphon. Jesus Christ is supreme in his power. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 132. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house. Repeating the antiphon, Jesus Christ is supreme in his power. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Alleluia. And the third antiphon. Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. Revelation chapter 11 and 12. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. And our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 22. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshy existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with the angelic rulers and powers subject to him. And the responsory. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh, for the life of the world. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Christ rose from the dead as the first fruits of those who sleep. In our joy, let us praise him and say, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, remember your holy church, built on the apostles and reaching to the ends of the earth, and let your blessing rest on all who believe in you. Firstborn of the dead, hear our prayer. You are the healer of soul and body. Come to our aid and save us in your love. Firstborn of the dead, hear our prayer. Raise up the sick and give them strength. Free them from their infirmities. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Help those in distress of mind and body, and in your compassion, lift up those in need. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Through your cross and resurrection, you opened for all the way to immortality. Grant to our deceased brothers and sisters the joys of your kingdom. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Let's say together in our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in this holy season, we come to know the full depths of your love. You have freed us from the darkness of error and sin. Help us to cling to your truths with fidelity. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.